We're in Simen Tof Nun. We're up to the end of the Simen. We're up to Siv Zayin. So the Mechaber says here, Osur lahaskir kli la'ini Yehudi bepesach kadei sheyivashal bo chametz. It is osur to rent out a pot to a non-Jew on Pesach in order for him to go and cook chametz in it. The reason being because if the chametz spills out of it while it's on the fire, the pot is going to crack. So while it's on the fire, you want the chametz in there. So it turns out that you are rotza b'kiyume. You want the kiyum of the chametz there, and that is aser. Some are makel. If you didn't rent it to him, you only lend it to him. Now the mechaber goes on. Avol maskelo chamor lo avil of chametz, but you're allowed to rent him an animal, even though you explicitly stated that he was going to bring chametz on it. Mishtabura says that there are some who aser even in this, because you're doing business with Isurei Hanah, which is aser. Now, some say that if it's before 30 days before Pesach, where you don't have to think about it, it's not aser. Now, further, says the Ramah, there are those who are matir, heating up water in a chametz pot for the sake of washing himself in that water. You're boiling up water for the sake of washing. V'chein shar tzarchei hanah b'chli chametz, v'chein hu aminig, that is the minhag. What is this? We're talking about a pot that is einu ben yomo from chametz. You're not having any hanah from the fact that there's chametz absorbed into the walls of the kli. This is only as a haphazard thing. You should not regularly on Pesach be using chametz kelim even for washing, because we said you're supposed to l'chatchila lock them up in order that you don't accidentally use them on Pesach for food. Now, to sell a non-Jew on Pesach a keli that has chametz absorbed in it, as long as you're not talking about some special kinds of blias, of what was absorbed into it is makes this keli special. For example, we have this with regard to stam yenam, sherry casks, where when they make alcohol, they would like to, they want the flavor in sherry casks. So here too, if what you're talking about is kalim that have something absorbed in them that people would want, that you could not go and rent out to them. Whereas if people really couldn't care less, they would prefer that it be new altogether. There the halach is that there wouldn't be a problem. Now, further, to sell a non-Jew to sell a non-Jew a keli on Pesach is mutter if you don't, because you're not getting paid any extra for the chametz that it's absorbed in it. Mishtabura discusses the case of a Jew that actually has the franchise on the local brewery. So he says he should sell it to a non-Jew before Pesach, otherwise he's getting schar from chametz on Pesach. And certainly you want the chametz to remain there so that none of the pots end up cracking. And also you are immediately zocha in a percentage. That seems to have been the setup in those days. So therefore you better sell it to a non-Jew before Pesach, so you should not be over on Bal Yeroi.